What's up, listeners? On this week's pod, we'll debate trail mix ingredients, and I will pitch a reality TV show. Most importantly, Coin and I are going to give you a rundown of all the most ridiculous and outrageous names among NFL draft prospects. Of course, we'll play Stumptown and finish with Eminem Survivor. Let's do it.
Delta Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carol Collins Fighting Saints, Carol Collins Fighting Saints. Marcus on to Piosta, North Benton, South Benton.
Ooh, I ran out of breath there in the last who. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to The Rookie Show. I am your host, Elvis Coin. Joining me, as always, from the city of the big shoulders. Did you know that? Travis Knoll.
The city of big shoulders?
Oh, yeah, big time. That's a nickname of,
wow,
of Chicago.
I haven't heard that. Yeah, it's actually, now that I think about it, it's on the Chicago flag. They have that. That's very famous.
City of the Big Shoulders. It's just a picture of Brian Urlacher. It's Brian Urlacher before hair implants, and then the City of the Big Shoulders, and then after hair implants. That's the whole.
I wouldn't be
city
surprised if the Chicago flag wasn't such a, like, a famous and, like, beloved thing by Chicagoans. I wouldn't be surprised if they replaced it with a Brian Urlacher billboard for Restore hair products. Because you get literally everywhere
Restore
you look,
hair.
There's one of those. Yep. The worst one, of course, we've gone over on the podcast, which is O'Hare Hairport.
Oh God. That's terrible. There's some other kind of funny nicknames, though. Do you want me to read them to you now? I could just do a new one each week.
Nicknames for what? Cities?
For the city of Chicago, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so wait, tell me, is this actually a nickname? Or did you make it?
That's a real nickname. It's on Wikipedia, so I assume.
So this is like the basketball reference. This is like the basketball reference nicknames.
Oh, nope. It says, from Chicago, a Carl Sandburg poem. That's where the city of the big shoulders comes from.
I'm trying to think of what that means. I don't know what that means, what that's referring to.
No clue.
Okay,
maybe
what
it's
else?
A wide sprawling city. All right, you are also Soup City.
Soup City. Okay, don't get it.
Mud City.
Okay.
the real Gotham. I've heard that one before.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, like, the Dark Knight was here and everything, so that makes sense.
Right, right. And then the White City.
Okay.
I think it's about cocaine.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. That's all the good ones here. I'm sure there's some good fake ones.
What's the Black City?
Gotta be Detroit.
I'm thinking Atlanta.
Yeah. Having been to Atlanta, yes. Can confirm.
As the minorities in Atlanta, we can confirm.
Yeah, definitely. All right, man. What's up? How you been?
I've been good. Just chowing on snacks, chowing on Easter candy from my mother.
Snacks.
And M&Ms, so we can judge them later. But nothing new. What about you?
Not much new with me either. Just kind of, I've got a few questions now that I'm quarantined. So now that I'm home more and I drink a lot of my own brewed coffee and not at work, is it worth investing in getting better coffee?
That's a very good question. And actually, we got a coffee pot and we're told that buying coffee beans and grinding them fresh makes the coffee taste better and fresher. So we got a little grinder, and so we have coffee beans, and we grind the coffee beans every morning. I sure as hell can't tell the difference.
Do you just drink, like, normal Folgers anyways?
No, we get, well, so recently we had a big just Costco brand coffee, which was okay, and then recently we bought something from our local grocery store that's like a blonde blend or something. It's like a light blend, and pretty dang good. It's probably like my favorite one that I've gotten, but it's not expensive by any means. That's one of the cheap grocery strand brands. So, and I don't know if you like flavors or anything. I know you don't like hazelnut.
I don't hate hazelnut. But I don't like it that much, I would say.
What do you usually get?
It's a very mediocre. We usually use Folgers just because it's so cheap to get those big tubs of it.
I feel like Folgers is, like, known as being the worst.
People think that. I don't think it's that bad. Well, okay. Yeah. I'm such a cheap ass. That's just kind of what I'm inclined to get. But I would say that when we get better coffee, I definitely notice that it, like, tastes better.
Hmm.
Like, okay. If I get a care package from my mom and I have, like, Easter candy and then she sends over a thing of, like Seattle's best coffee or Joe's coffee or something from, Pete's. Pete's coffee?
Is Pete's. It Pete's is big Pete's. In San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah, San Fran.
What do you put in it? Do you put any flavored stuff in it or just?
I just usually do milk and a little bit of sugar.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if you put like a flavored sweetener in it, then I would say don't get anything good. It's kind of like mixing alcohol. You don't like have a really nice bourbon that you mixed with Coke. You know what I mean? That's just a waste. Right. Agreed. But if you're putting just milk and sugar in it, then I don't know. Give it a shot. I would think that there's a point where probably doesn't get much different.
I would think so too. I think I am going to buy just like one good bag and then use it on special occasions, which I don't even know what a special occasion, like a special work occasion would be. Like if I need to be up early, I guess.
Okay.
But I brought that up because, so I braved the grocery store yet again yesterday. Yeah. And I was kind of browsing through the coffee aisle and I was thinking about it, but, the grocery stores, they're filling up again with food. So people are, at least they got all of the heavy lifting shopping out of the way early. And it looks like it's going to kind of be normalized, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
People are still very weird. And I don't know why. I don't know if you get this. Every time I'm in public, having not needed to cough at all in the days leading to that, when I was just sitting at home, I get into public and I'm like, man, I got an itch in my throat. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, man, people are going to look at me so weird. And those first few days when I would go out, like during the quarantine, I wasn't thinking about it. And I would just let out a bit of, like people would be like, snap their eyes and glare at you.
Yeah, I hold it in at all costs at this point. Don't let anyone see you cough.
No, it's not worth it. The other biggest complaint I have about the grocery store, though, is I don't know if they did it in Chicago, too, but Portland does this thing where they don't want the grocers bagging your groceries for you anymore, which is super fucking annoying. I don't like to bag my own groceries. If I wanted to do that, I would go to the self-checkout, and this is why I don't. I will wait in a line for an extra 10 to 15 minutes just so I don't have to bag the groceries. It's a huge pain in my ass.
See, we went to the grocery store recently, and they were bagging for us, so I don't know. That's a shame. Maybe it's super recent. I don't know. But, yeah, I would be pissed, too, if a big load.
Yeah, it's just a little much for me. That's pretty much all of my quarantine complaints for now, except for one more, I guess. So back on Bumble or whatever, I'm chatting up people. Am I just supposed to talk to these people for 4 months on this app? Like, what do I do here?
That's a good point. That's a good question. You're going to have to put the time in with these and then keep them around, I guess. I think here's the key.
I know.
You just got to hire your standards.
I feel like they're decently, like, definitely above my means. Like, I'm definitely shooting way above what I should be going for already.
Oh, so your standards are already too high.
Yeah, way too high for what I look like.
Well, good. Then you should think of it as you have more opportunities to catch fish.
Right. But so right now I'm, like, kind of hitting it off with this girl. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. It's been 3 weeks. Am I just supposed to keep this up for three more months? Like, I'm going to give in at some point and try to see this girl.
What about, that's a good point. That's a good question. And not something I have to worry about. So,
that's true.
I can't give you any advice. I can't, I don't know.
Maybe one of our listeners can, if you can give me some advice on what to do here, just, let me know. Let me know what your plans are. Yeah. Let me know. Also, let me know if I need to make the move to Hinge from Bumble. These are not free ads. Blank out their names.
Went dating app A to dating app B.
Yeah, that's right.
My only thought, just to piggyback on your grocery store thing, is I recently finished my box of peanut butter crunch and bought a box of Trix. And semi-recently, Trix went back to making their cereal actually shaped like the fruits. And it's the greatest thing ever. Trix is somewhere between 2 and 10 times better when the pieces are shaped like fruits rather than just regular rainbow balls.
I could not possibly agree more with you. That was a pretty devastating decision by them to go to the little colored balls. I don't know why they would have done that. That was an awful choice.
No, I think immediately their sales plummeted and they're like, oh gosh, we got to get back. So good move by Trix.
Yeah. One note on your note is that I was there yesterday and they were doing peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, 2 for $4.
Whoa.
They were sold out by the time I got there. Yeah, I was devastated. I was pretty bummed out.
Good for the people in your area, though, recognizing the deal.
Yeah, I agree. So speaking of snacks, though,
One
of the elite snack foods in the game is trail mix.
Trail mix.
And similar to what we've done in the past, I would like us to kind of come to an agreement or rank where we think they are, the ingredients. And we're going to start with just classic trail mix.
Right.
So Wait,
That's just, we're not doing more than just that today.
No. Okay, we're not doing more than that. So the ingredients being peanuts, M&Ms, cashews, almonds, and raisins. Note really quick.
Okay.
Do you know what they call trail mix in Australia and New Zealand?
I do not know.
For some reason, this came up very high on my Google search today. In New Zealand, they call it scroggin or schmogel.
Which do you prefer? What should we call it?
Definitely scroggin.
Okay, scroggin. All right, so this is our scroggin rankings. We mentioned it last week because obviously we're talking about M&Ms, so that's how it came up. And yeah, I'm ready. You want to let's just give our full lists.
Okay.
You first or me?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Number one, I'm going cashews.
Okay.
I like the texture of cashews. I think they fit really well in there. Number two, peanuts. I love salty peanuts. They're delicious. Number three, M&Ms. It's a good texture mix-up. Number four is almonds. Only because in mega billion last place is raisins, which you could fire every single last raisin on the planet into the sun, and my life would be infinity times better. I hate them. I hate raisins.
Okay, we're going to have slightly different lists. My number one item in a trail mix, you will not be surprised to learn, is M&Ms. And okay. Here's the deal. It's the only elite ingredient in the trail mix. All other ingredients are just, they're fine.
It's because you just love chocolate.
Well, yeah, but who doesn't love chocolate? I take a lot of issue with you saying that the reason for M&Ms being in trail mix is the texture? What?
Well, it's a texture and flavor difference. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, flavor. It's freaking chocolate. It's the best part of it. Okay.
Okay, I stepped on my words.
Irregardless. Tyson,
that's for you. Shouts Tyson, yeah.
So don't give me any trail mix without chocolate. I don't know if it exists, but don't give it to me. Number two on the lists, raisins.
What?
Here's my reasoning, okay?
Oh my God.
All right, besides the M&Ms, if you take raisins out of trail mix, it's just mixed nuts. Raisins are what make trail mix trail mix. So it's like saying, all right, it's like taking the bacon out of a BLT and saying, well, it's a BLT without the bacon. That's a really bad analogy. I try to think of something else.
That's terrible.
Okay, but raisins, you know, they make it trail mix. That's all I can say. They're needed. If you just saw a pack of peanuts and M&Ms, that's not trail mix. It needs the raisins.
It would be better. It would be better than trail mix.
It may
be trail mix too.
But this is the Scroggin rankings. This isn't okay. All right. Number three, I'm going peanuts.
Okay.
On their own, I sort of agree with you. On their own, a single peanut out of its shell is inferior to a cashew. But it is essential to the balance of the trail mix.
Right.
I think the peanuts really
isn't trail mix like 40% peanut?
It's got to be. And then the other 60 is raisins. And then...
It sure seems
58,
like
and then there's one M&M and cashew. Peanuts just ties everything together. It has a nice bridge from the chocolate, the sweet, to the other salty nuts. Cashews on their own, that's my number four pick, are the best nut in the bag. If I'm going to eat just a bag of one of these nuts, it's cashews, obviously. But you don't want, I mean, maybe you disagree here. I don't want like a handful of cashews with like intermittent peanuts, raisins, and M&Ms. I want like one cashew in my mouthful per.
That's
per,
a good point, actually.
Per load, per that's load good, in my mouth.
per scrog load.
Yeah. And lastly, is almonds. Almonds are a disgrace to trail mix. The taste and texture just throws everything off. It just doesn't fit for me. Although, I kind of like them in there because it adds a challenge of me picking out each almond and avoiding it. So don't worry, I will pick them out and throw them away.
There's something about the almond skin being on there that just doesn't fit with everything else.
Maybe that's like it. Yeah.
I think that might be it, because you're like eating it and then you bite the almond. You're like, oh, I already didn't like that. And now there's an extra part of it stuck in my mouth. That's right. Terrible.
So, and I went, yeah. So my rankings are more so to the essential nature of trail mix. I would put cashews probably 2 over everything else if it's just an individual ingredient. But within the mix of the Scrogan, I had to go with them at 4.
I understand your rankings, I think. Again, I'm a big nut guy. I like a thing of mixed nuts. They're delicious, and I like nuts in my banana bread, and I like it in ice cream.
What if they had cashew M&Ms? How would you feel about that?
It'd probably be a payday, right? Is it payday?
Cashews? No, paydays are peanuts.
It's peanuts? Okay. It would be fine. I don't know. It probably wouldn't be that high,
wouldn't be that high.
Yeah. Just another point on the raisins, like you were saying about the almonds picking out, I will pick every single last raisin out of my hand, and there are a lot of raisins in a bag, and I will put them back in. I had actually told your sister I would mail her the bag of raisins I had picked out one time.
All right, to each your own. I like to have raisins in the Scrogan load.
Okay, so I have a few follow-up questions for you.
Okay, good.
Raisins or craisins?
In my trail mix, I'm going raisins. If they're in like a nice salad with like a strawberry vinaigrette, I'll take the craisins.
Okay. You could probably get rid of both completely for me and I'd be fine.
Yeah, you know, I don't need I don't need craisins anywhere in my life, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. If you're introducing pistachios to the trail mix, where do they then rank?
I can't say that I've ever had pistachios in a trail mix. Is that a common thing?
De-shelled kind of like pistachios? Yeah, de-shelled pistachios, like, kind of at a... is an extra thing. I don't know.
I'd give it a try, but I think pistachio is the best solo nut there is.
Right.
Unless you're counting, like, a honey-roasted peanut, but that's kind of cheating, right? That's kind of cheating.
Which one would be the Justin Timberlake of nuts?
I think maybe the peanut might be... the honey roasted peanut is the Justin Timberlake of nuts.
Wow. All right, everybody, strap in. We got an extra hour of just artist and peanut comparisons.
you're the almond of nuts.
That's so fucked up. You know what? Almonds are good in ice cream too, so I'll take it. I'm delicious in ice cream.
Ugh.
All right, what about Tex-Mex or spicy mix? Spicy trail mix. Have you had? Do you like?
I don't know what Tex-Mex trail mix is. What is that?
So it's like spicy peanuts, almond, salsa, corn stick, sesame stick, chili bits, and pepitas?
Okay. I think I want spicy then. I think.
It's the same thing, yeah. It's like crossover.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're in on it?
So wait, versus regular, or just am I in or out?
Are you in or out, I guess?
Yeah. I'm in on spicy / Tex-Mex, yeah.
Wait, so you would have it over normal trail mix? Are you kind of out on normal trail mix as a whole?
It's fine. I don't know. It's not one of my ideal snacks.
Okay, interesting. I would say I'm pretty in on trail mix.
I'd probably go spicy over regular.
I would too, but I just like spice. All right, well, if anybody else out there really hates raisins, let me know, because I have more thoughts. I think it's time. Do you have a reality show to pitch me?
Yeah. So we got to talking about our house party last week and we were debating because Elvis's house party was clearly more entertainment worthy.
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
Oh, I forgot to bring this up too. I dominated you.
There's so many reasons why it's a fraudulent fake news on that Instagram.
Erroneous. Poll. Erroneous on all accounts.
I've moved past it. You're hanging in the past. I'm in the present.
Well, I won like 74% to 26%, but whatever.
Whatever is right. Here's the deal. Elvis's house party was more of a entertainment value than mine, and we were thinking about what would be a good reality show. And I took it in the same context of if you could choose any person alive and put them in a reality show, and kind of was running through some ideas. So I'd like to pitch this idea to you and see what you think, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. before I give you some of the twists that are coming towards the end, here's the basis of the show. A bachelor survivor.
Okay.
Now, survivor in the sense that we're doing it for our podcast. It has nothing to do with being on a desert island. We have 20 men and 20 women in a house together. They mingle for a week, just like we would see on The Bachelor and whatever. At the end of the week, instead of a rose ceremony, the 20 men vote off the chick that they don't like the most. She's gone. Whoa. The 20 women vote off the dude they don't like the most. He's gone. So eventually, you get down to a final man and a final woman. And they're the winners. And those winners, as soon as they're chosen, they get married on the spot. They're given $1 million. And they're given a foster kid that they have to raise on their own.
That's the prize? What?
Well, that was one of the twists. That's just a light twist. Now, question. How many people out there would do this just, A, to be famous and be on TV? B,
so many.
To get $500,000. And C, to feel loved?
Every single girl that comments on those SportsCenter and ESPN Instagram posts that is like, you mean to tell me you're going to look at my pictures and I'm not the sexiest girl alive? It's like every top comment is always this random Instagram bot. So all of them.
Okay. So it's a hit.
Yeah. It's a hit. I mean, I'm going to watch this show.
All right. But there's a big twist coming.
Ooh. Bigger than the foster kid?
Yes. This is not actually a love show. It's actually a prank show. So we are getting the best pranksters of all time. So these include Jim Halpert will be a part of it. We have TJ Detweiler from Recess, who is right. The prankster prince, of course. We have Fred and George Weasley, those two Kings. Into hijinks. And then we have all four of the guys from Impractical Jokesters. Jokers.
Impractical Jokers.
So their goal is...
I don't get that show. I don't really understand.
Yeah, their goal is to pull the most pranks on the rest of the people in the house, and they have to be the funniest and most elaborate pranks while these minglings are happening. And the viewers at home vote on who has the best pranks, and that person, the best prankster, gets $1 million and no foster kids. Unless they want one.
So are they part of the male 20?
Yeah. So everybody thinks that we could probably sprinkle in some female pranksters. Those were just the names I came up with. Maybe there's equal amount of male and female pranksters. But
Raven Simone.
Ooh, good. Okay, Raven could be in there. Yeah, for sure.
The girls from Sista Sista, Tia and Tamara, Maori.
Are you just picking African-American Disney stars? What's going on here?
It's all I can think of for women pranksters.
Okay. So what do you
Jessica
think
Jessica Alba, she seems like she could be a prankster.
You're just picking random names now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think of my prank show?
I'm really into it, obviously. Like, how do we pitch this to... I'm giving myself half credit immediately.
Okay, are you ready for the actual twist?
Oh, no. Keep them coming, baby.
All right, here's the actual twist. Everyone on the show knows that it's a prank show. The only people who aren't in on the joke is the four guys from Impractical Jokers. They think it's a prank show that I just described, but everyone else is trained to not laugh at all at anything the Impractical Jokers do and make them feel really dumb and really bad about themselves. And it's the other... Stop laughing. I'm trying to talk. It's the other prankster's job to find funny and elaborate ways to kick the Impractical Jokers in the nuts. So it's basically the show from Family Guy where it's just like, you've just been kicked in the nuts. But it's against the...
It was a play on Ashton Kutcher's show, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And they go, no way. And so best nut kick on an Impractical Joker gets $1 million.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's the last twist.
Oh, is it actually the last twist or another one for me? No,
that's the last twist.
So here's the progression. I'm super in immediately on just a bachelor survivor show. Sounds great.
Right.
The idea of none of them knowing it's a prank show and having us some pranksters in there. It was great up until you mentioned the Impractical Jokers guys, who, I mean, apparently you don't find funny either.
Oh, those guys suck. No, they're the worst.
It seems like, it really seems like your humor. I kind of figured you're into that.
Oh, it's like Big Bang Theory humor.
Yeah, exactly. Third, that is amazing to have everybody be in on the joke that they aren't. I guess it's not a joke. Being on the truth that they aren't funny.
Yep.
I would pay $500 to watch that for the next year.
Okay. So now we're into something. We've already got a Kickstarter campaign going to GoFundMe. Okay. I'm looking for names. That's good. I'm looking for names of the show.
Names?
I wanted, for some reason, this was sticking out in my mind based on a line from Mac in The Nightman Cometh. The show could be called Laughs Are Cheap, Go for Gasps.
Okay. I don't mind that.
I don't know why. It doesn't make sense at all.
Would you make the name a play on Impractical Jokers? Like Impractically in Love or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I think it airs after all of the filming is done.
Right. Because, so like, it wouldn't be ruining it for them to like tell them.
Right. We could tell them what the name is, but right. the actual yeah. name, or tell them a fake name. But yeah, it could be based on them. Like, I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Okay.
Get at us if you have a name.
If you have a name, let us know.
At Rookie Show Pod.
I've just got ideas flowing right now.
Okay. Do you want to throw them out? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I don't have
ideas. Oh, okay. No, next week. No, next week. Right now. Next week yeah, we'll air some names for the prank show. So.
I love it. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's get to some topical sports stuff for all junkies
that.
Out there.
I love that kind of stuff.
We have no sports going on still, and not really any light at the end of the tunnel, which is a huge bummer, but the NFL draft shall continue.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Roger Goodell is going to be doing it from his basement, and what I assume is, like, Roger Goodell looks like the kind of guy who has, like, the freaky sex dungeon in his house, right?
I was thinking that he just has the most ridiculous house. Like, basically, you described Tiger Woods' mansion last week, but that's just his basement. Like, he just has a stupid amount of money.
He has an insane amount of money.
But yeah, probably sex dungeon. Yeah.
So anyways, besides that, we don't want to do just another mock draft. The internet's flooded with mock drafts. I'm not Mel Kiper. I don't look like an owl. I don't sound like that. You're not Todd McShay. You have a normal name.
And aren't. Go on.
But for someone named Elvis, I really like to laugh at other people's names. And I take a lot of, not hostility towards it, or just a lot of enjoyment out of seeing other ridiculous names out there. It's one of my favorite pastimes. So what I would like to do, and what you would like to do this week, is do our top 10 draft of the most ridiculous names in this year's NFL draft.
I love this. This is a passion point for both of ours. I'd like to give a shout out to someone who I'm pretty sure doesn't listen to the podcast. None other than our friend Ty Wiedemann, who has a nice little group text between the three of us where when we see ridiculous athlete names, we just send them to each other. And that's the whole group text. There's nothing else. And it might
go
months.
There's not a single other thing in there.
I haven't talked to him in probably over a year about anything else. It's only names. So shout out, Ty. Yeah, I'm ready to draft, and then after the draft, I'm gonna give you a whole ton of on menchies because that's what we do.
Yeah, I've got some. I got a lot of on menchies too.
Okay, good.
So when you do your draft, I just want to know, like, how did you pick it? Was it funniest, most ridiculous, whitest name, ridiculous spelling? Like, there's a lot of things that goes into the names.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's letters that are funnier than most.
Right.
A lot of Q's. Anything with a Z, multiple Y's, an occasional V.
I'd say apostrophe placement. Yeah, a key for me is multiple capitalized letters in a word is big.
Extremely. Yeah.
I do tend to go for typical names that are spelled strangely or maybe pronounced slightly strangely. I don't know why I'm saying that way. But in general, most of my picks are just the most unique names, I feel like. I went with first to last, the whole sounding thing, totally unique, nothing like it. There's a couple exceptions in there. Like I said, there's a couple where it's just strictly based on the spelling or the pronunciation. I didn't necessarily go with actual names that I thought were cool. I don't know, you can argue. It's generally just ridiculous names.
Yeah, I definitely didn't go with any names that I thought were actually cool.
Yeah, like Darius Slay is an awesome name.
That name is awesome.
He wouldn't have been drafted here by me because his name's too cool. It's not too, right. like, bizarre.
Right. Agreed. So, another thing, I would also like you to spell the names as you...
Yes, of course.
Say it,
we
spell
have
it.
To. Yes, we have to.
The hell was that? Loud-ass boat. all right, so how do you want to decide who picks first? We're just doing top 10, right? Or do you have categories you want to go through first, or how did...
No, I think, well, let's just do the draft. Let's just go back and forth on a draft. But I don't know how we're going to pick who goes first.
You know what? Let's go to the tried and true. Flip.
Coin.
Call it in the air. Do you know what you're going to pick yet?
I don't know yet. But okay. Tails. Never fails.
Heads.
Oh, I'm like 1 for 5, I think.
Okay, this is tough because I'm, based on what you just said, I think you're going to take my next one first. But I'm going to go with my number one still. Number one, defensive end from Missouri S&T, Tershawn Wharton.
Damn it! Oh, he is on my list. All right, Tershawn. Yeah. How do you spell that?
Capital T-E-R, capital S-H-A-W-N, which is also the worst spelling of Sean. Actually, next to Chone Figgins, C-H-O-N-E would actually be the worst spelling of Sean.
Good point.
Wharton, W-H-A-R-T-O-N. Great.
Why did you take him number one?
Those two sounds together. Tershawn. Why would you do that? I don't understand. Sean is a fine name on its own. Even Sean Wharton, you're like, that's kind of a weird name.
Right.
Why even throw the ter in there?
It feels like they got one syllable in and changed their minds.
Yeah, right.
Let's go with ter. Sean. Sean, yeah.
You know when you're like looking at the doctor and you start making a noise and he like makes a weird face, you're like, oh, course correction. Let's get out of here.
Yes. I'm actually didn't think we would have a ton of overlaps because of the such a long list, but this is on my top six, I think, is Tershawn. Okay. So good pick.
Good, I'm excited.
All right. My first pick, number two overall pick, a defensive lineman out of Arkansas by the name of McTelvin Agim.
I have him in my unmenchies.
Okay, McTelvin, which is spelled capital M, lowercase c, capital T, E-L-V-I-N, last name A-G-I-M. I don't know if it's a gim or a geem.
I think it's a gim.
Just having like your name be basically something from the McDonald's menu is just incredible. Like, I don't know if I've seen that before. Have you seen? Because Telvin is definitely a name.
Yeah, I've seen Telvin.
And there's a ton of prefaces. What's the word I'm looking for? Prefixes. Prefix. Yeah, prefix. I was just saying it weird. Prefixes.
Yeah.
Like la and duh and tray and all these ones. But Mick is strictly used for burgers and fries. And last
names, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like McDonald. Yeah. But for first names, you're just adding it to the... It's just incredible.
That's strange. And
Agim is a strange last name. So just all in all, I loved McTelvin Agim.
Great pick.
Thank you.
Would his name be as weird if it was Agim McTelvin?
I feel like that makes him a white guy if his name's Agim McTelvin.
Agim sounds like what nationality Agim would be. I have no idea.
I don't know, but it sounds like nerdier.
Yeah, it does kind of sound.
Agim McTelvin. I feel like I wouldn't like it as much. McTelvin Agim is better.
McTelvin Agim's not bad. Okay, good pick. I was worried you were going to take this one. This is a personal favorite. Wide receiver, Ohio State, Benjamin Victor.
I saw him, I didn't list him, so not across.
So him. It's at first glance you're like, oh, Benjamin. No. Benjamin. So it's B-I-N-J-I-M-E-N Victor. You have to make like a little doll face when you say it, and that was my favorite part. I was like reading it and I was like, Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what it got it to my second pick on the strength of that alone.
That's great. Great pick. I didn't have him, but okay. I can't argue with Benjamin. All right. Number four overall pick. This could be a sleeper here. I'm going with an offensive lineman out of Missouri by the name of Trevor Wallace Sims. Oh, wait. Sorry. No. His name is Trevor Wallace Sims. So let me spell this for you here. T-R-E apostrophe capital V-O-U-R and then Wallace Sims as it sounds. Just the creativity in going from Trevor to Trevor, throwing the apostrophe, the capital V. I just love the commitment to the change in the name.
To the bit, yeah.
And it just felt right. It might be a reach to take him here because the last name, having a hyphenated last name is big too. Wallace Sims, right. I'm interested in that. That's a category for later. So that's my pick.
Wallace Sims isn't bad as far as hyphenated last names go.
No, they could be a lot worse. It flows well.
I have Trevor listed and just like names I was thinking about. It just kind of made me think of devour meals, like Trevor.
Right, yeah.
Like that's how I would want to say it, exactly.
I had to look it up. I do you prefer Trevor? Trevor is better than Trevor, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Unfortunately, Trevor. I looked it up. I shouldn't have. I should have just kept it.
No. I agree. I like that you pronounced it.
Okay.
But I presume is correctly.
Well, okay, that's what I think. Yeah, thank you.
It's almost like Trevor too. So they're kind of getting like a little play on.
What's Trevor? Made up words. What does that mean?
Like 3-4. That's. I think it's also what Ray Allen's.
Oh, okay.
Twitter handle is maybe.
Trevor. Okay. Could be. Trevor. Maybe that's his number. I don't know.
Could be. All right, I have to make a decision here. I don't know if I want to take this guy yet. I'm going to. This is a pick, so my fifth pick is a pick completely based on what I think may be the ugliest name I have ever seen in my entire life.
Good, okay.
Defensive line from Rutgers.
Okay.
Elorm Lumor.
I honestly did not see this one at all. This is the first time
I had to do some digging. Yeah, I wasn't in the 500 list. I had to go digging.
Okay, good.
So his name is Elorm Lumor, which is E-L-O-R-M-L-U-M-O-R. Why would you use... First off, Lumor is not a pretty last name. They're like, oh, let's just use the same letters in the first name.
So is it the same letters that they switched
around? No. There's an E and a U are flipped.
Okay. That's awful.
Makes me cringe. It feels bad to say.
Say it.
Imagine introducing yourself to a girl like, hello, I'm Elorm. What did you just say to me?
Okay, good pick.
Thank you.
Next, I'm going to go with I got to take this one. I think you might want it. A wide receiver out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Quintez Cephas. I don't know how much explanation I need here. Q-U-I-N-T-E-Z. C-E-P-H-U-S. It's spelled as it sounds. It's an overall great name.
A spelling bee nightmare. It's a lot of things going on right there.
You got the PH in there. You got the
yeah.
It'd be good for Scrabble. A lot of points in Scrabble. Quintez.
QZ. I would love to see one of those charts on the proper popularity rise of the QZ not combo in names. I feel we see a lot of them.
What else? I can't think of any others.
I feel like a couple years ago there was like a Quizadrius or something like that, and then there's been. Like Marquez Denard.
Okay, yeah, with the K. Yeah.
That K sound, I guess.
The K.
The K. K.
Okay, that was the
okay, sixth, good pick.
Sixth pick.
Yep. Sixth pick.
We're going 10 picks, right?
10.
Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like I'm going to get a lot of my picks. That was number 8 for me. I
assume we're getting most of them. Yeah.
I'm going to do it now. So pick 7 for me. wide receiver, again, popular wide receivers, bad on this list.
Mm-hmm.
From Syracuse. Tristan Jackson.
Yep.
You have to say it with gritted teeth. It's not Tristan. It's Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
T-R-I-S-H-T-O-N Jackson. Why would you do that?
So I loved that one as well. And I'll take this opportunity to introduce one of my categories. This is the only category I have that only has two players in it. And the category is, oops, we added an extra letter. So they accidentally threw an H in the middle of Tristan, and they just said, it's too late. We can't go back.
Yeah, whatever.
The other person in this category, which I'm certain won't be drafted, is a guy by the name of, it's not Stanley Thomas Oliver III. Mm. It is Stantley Thomas Oliver III. Mm. So he's got the hyphen and the suffix of the third, which is big. And he could have just been Stanley Thomas Oliver, which sounds like a very scholarly name, but they accidentally dropped a T in there. So that sums up that category.
Hello, I am Stantley. You don't think that's also regal?
Stantley Thomas Oliver III.
Yeah, that could be, like, that could easily be a white guy from Britain.
That's true. It's not, though.
No?
No. Any Hoosiers. Good pick with Tristan Jackson. I love it. That was one of my faves as well.
Okay. Stantley. Okay, Stantley was 8?
No, that wasn't my pick. I just wanted to introduce that
category. Oh, right.
So my pick.
Thank you.
Here's one that I like a lot. This guy, this is straightforward. It doesn't really go with the rest of my theme. So it's a defensive back out of Tennessee. This guy's name, Nigel Warrior. Plain and simple. But I want to give some context to this guy, right? His full name is Nigel Dale Warrior. So Nigel and Dale are the two like lamest, whitest names there are. But he happens to have the last name Warrior, so he automatically has a cool name. But here's the thing. His parents are Dale Carter and Tangi Warrior. So he took his mother's last name just so that his name wouldn't be Nigel Dale Carter, because that is the lamest name of all time. Dale Carter, his father, was an all-pro defensive back for the Chiefs. So he also could have been Dale Carter II, which is just as lame. So I just want to give extra props to this dude for taking his mother's last name, because his mother's last name is Warrior.
That's awesome. Is it spelled normal, like normal Warrior?
It's spelled exactly how you would assume. Yes, Nigel
Warrior. I like that.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Thank you.
Okay. I've got a few I'm looking at. You know, those are kind of in the same vein. I think I'm going to save them. So for my final pick, I will use what I think is the whitest name.
Oh, okay.
Kicker from Stanford, Jet Toner.
Jet Toner. Oh, wow.
Jet Toner. John Edward Toner V.
Oh, Jet. Oh.
Jet. It's an acronym. I thought it was like, yeah, no, it would be cool if he was like a receiver or something. No. He is a very white, pretty overweight kicker from Stanford. Jet Toner sounds like an ink cartridge for a printer.
Yeah. Inkjet Toner. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I guarantee everybody thinks that.
Yeah. Would it be, I don't like Jet Toner.
Would it be whiter if it was Chet Toner?
You think that's where I'm getting it from? Is the Chet Jet?
Could be. But Jet Toner is white in and of itself.
Especially for a kick. Like, just the fact that he's a kicker and not a position player makes a big difference to me.
Right. All right. Well, I'll take this opportunity to give you my category just labeled whites. Now, keep in mind, not all these players are white, but they have the whitest names.
Oh, right.
First of all, this guy I'm pretty sure is white. I think he's a punter. Sterling Hoffrichter. Pretty white.
Hoffrichter. That sounds like a rectum disease.
Next we have Bryson Hopkins. Bryson is bad.
Bryson.
Next,
yeah,
we
any Bryson or Trison or whatever. That's very, very white.
Next, Cheyenne O'Grady.
Cheyenne, as a guy's name, I'm out.
Here's the deal. Pretty sure not a white guy, but feels like a super white name to me.
Very, very white.
Two last ones. One, this is a famous guy who is only half white, but actually this is kind of a Hispanic name, but Rodrigo Blankenship is a phenomenal name. Kicker from Georgia. Name.
Especially when paired with his picture.
Yeah,
with the goggles. He's got the Rex specs on. Yeah.
And then lastly on the whites is Charlie Heck. Who is
the
good
lineman.
As heck. Yep.
Lineman. Yeah. I was watching this video earlier, and some guy made a comment that I was going to make already, and then he took it, and I was like, well, I can't reuse the joke now, but I will say it.
Say it.
It was that he's like, Charlie Heck, who will be a great lineman for Philip Rivers.
Nice.
Heck. Yeah.
Nice. I like that one. Mm-hmm. Okay, my last pick in
pick
the 10. Draft.
Give it to me.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with a DB out of Texas A&M, De'Beon Renfro, spelled D-E-B-I-O-N-E, and then Renfro with no W on the end. It could be De'Beon, De'Beony? Could it be
De'Beony? I like. We're going to go with De'Beony.
All right, here's why. Because when I first read...
De'Beony Granger.
That's what I was going to say. When I first... this is not a joke. When I first read Harry Potter, I thought her name was Hermione. And I'm pretty sure it was until the movie came out that it was confirmed that it was Hermione.
Hermione-ninny?
Hermione Granger.
Hermione.
So we're going to go with De'Beony Renfro with the last pick.
I like
the draft.
That very much.
Okay.
De'Beony. Great pick. I just realized I left off a white that you didn't say.
Okay, give me the white.
Cash Daniel. Spelled K-A-S-H. The linebacker from Kentucky.
I feel like the K makes it less white, maybe.
Really? Okay.
Or is it more white?
It's more white.
Okay, more white. All right.
Yeah.
Did you want to give on Menchie's?
Yeah, these are a few that didn't make it that were on my list to draft. There was a couple obvious ones. The obvious one we didn't say, I guess, would be Clavon Chason or Chason.
Is it? I'm pretty sure it's Clavon Chason. So a rhyme, a rhyming name. Yeah, that's in the league of its own.
That's not bad, I guess. Yep. Let's see. Lloyd Cushenberry, which I just think sounds like a Key and Peele name. I love it.
It sounds like Hinkle McCringleberry. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And then last one would be Thacarius Keys.
Okay. Yes. Is it Thacarius? Tacarius? Don't know.
Tacarius.
That would be the best. Okay. That can lead into my next category, which I call Age of the Arius.
Very many Ariuses.
So the best ones I found were Ladarius Mack, which is a good name. Better name than Ladarius Hamilton. So Mac gets the nod there. We have, like you said, Tacarius Keys.
Right.
We have, I can't say all these without laughing. We have Legarius Sneed.
That one's not good. That one's a L apostrophe, right? Yeah. Legarius. Why? Why would you do that?
And finally, we have Jaquarius Landrews, which I can't say without laughing.
There are so many letters added on there that don't need to be there.
I think
he could just be Jock Andrews, and that would be fine.
I think my favorite part is that it's Andrews with an L at the beginning.
What the that would be Landrews? Amazing if they had done that. I've never heard the name Landrews before.
Okay, that was Age of the Arius.
I like that.
The next category I have is acronyms as words. Two famous ones. We have C.D. Lamb, which is spelled C-E-E-D-E-E. That's ridiculous.
Isn't it Cedric Dedrick, right?
That sounds right. I think so. Is that better or worse?
I like CeeDee Lamb sounds cool,
yeah,
especially CeeDee since
Lamb
he's good.
Sounds cool. You're right. These ones sound cool, actually. T. Higgins, which is not the letter T. It's T-E-E. But my personal favorite in this category, I don't know if you came across this one. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Sorry.
DJ Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I saw this one. I almost brought it up.
Spelled D-E-E-J-A-Y, Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
What an incredible name.
What an amazing name. And then I was looking at it. I think his name, I have it listed here. His name is actually, DJ Demetrius Jr. He's an Eus. Age of the Eus.
So I'm confused as how you go from abbreviating your name, or not hyphenating, but making your name into an acronym, and then spelling out the acronym. Like, how are you allowed to do it, and when does that transition happen?
I have no idea. Also, CD is short for Cedarian, which is his first name.
Oh, not even Cedric Dedrick.
No.
Okay. Next category, I have a few more. This one is called The Birds. And do you want to know why it's called The Birds? Because they all include avian in the name.
I like that.
First, we have Tavian Feaster, which is good. We have...
I'm gonna feaster stash it.
And honestly, these next two are probably avian, so I kind of cheated here. So... Bravion Roy with two consecutive V's. B-R-A-V-V-I-O-N.
These people are just taking dumps on the English language.
And lastly, Davion Taylor, which might be my favorite because it's Dave, but then you threw on Eon at the end. So
isn't there a comic named, isn't it Davion Crockett?
I don't know. It sounds familiar.
Davion's good too, though.
Davion's good.
Unnecessary addition to Dave.
My next category, I don't know if we're sick of these names yet, but...
No, keep going.
It's called, Why Would You Spell It Like That? First one is Luke Barku. Luke spelled L-U-Q. It's kind of fun. It's not a bad name.
I like that.
That one's cheating, though, because his full name is Lukeman. Which is L-U-Q-M-A-N. Goes by Luke.
Okay.
Next, we have a solid name. Keyshawn Lusher Smith. Did you see his name?
Lusher. I did not.
How can you try to guess how Keyshawn is spelled?
Q-U-I-S-H-O-N.
That would be worse. K-E-I-S-E-A-N. So... I guess it's like the Sean. Is that the best way to spell Sean? S-E-A-N by itself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus K-E-I on the beginning. So that's bad. And why lastly. K-E-I?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Probably the winner of this category is Cole Cabral. You see his name?
Cole. No.
C-O-H-L. Cole. Good job by you, Cole.
Oh, amazing. All in right. Their defense, it does make that little before the L. So.
Cool. This one is definitely not names category. These ones are pretty famous ones, so I'll run through them quick. Lamical Pirine.
What?
Yeah, Lamical Pirine. Lamical?
Lamical. Is it Samaj's little brother?
It is, yeah. He's better. He went to Florida. LaVisca Chenault, we've talked about.
Great. Wonderful.
And then Javelin Guidry. Javelin's
that
not a name.
Is not a name.
Not a name.
It's a weapon.
My favorite.
Here's my son, Trebuchet.
Discus, my son. Probably my favorite category. My name is also a sentence.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts.
Very good.
Trayvon Diggs.
Yes.
And Marcus Spears.
I wouldn't have gotten there. There's another Marcus Spears? Is he a junior?
I apologize. Marcel Spears.
Ah, okay. Is it his son?
I don't know. Could be. Probably is.
Probably.
Okay, two last. Sorry, I'm cranking through them. Two last categories. Okay, the hyphenators. This is a famous one. Is Clyde.
This is the last name, hyphenators?
Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire is a mouthful.
Hilaire.
Here's one of the worst names in the draft. Yeter Gross Matos?
That's a great name.
That should have probably been in the draft. Yeter.
Imagine if he was a quarterback, just yeeting that football around the field.
Spelled Y-E-T-U-R. Yeter. Yep. And then Julian.
Perfectly normal.
Julian Good Jones, which I liked. It's better than Julian Bad Jones.
He's jonesing for a good time.
Okay, the very last category in this, because everyone's sick of these names already, is called You're in the Right Line of Work. And those names are DeAndre Swift.
Good football
name. We have Adrian Killens Jr.
Ooh, I'd hate to meet his dad.
I know. And finally, Jamichael Hasty.
He gets everywhere very quickly, Mr. Hasty.
Lastly, guess how to spell Jamichael.
J-A-M-I-K-E-L.
Close. J-A capital M-Y-C-A-L. Jamichael.
Could be worse. It could be worse.
Okay.
I give a little leeway. I feel like I'm becoming a little worn down with these, and I really need to be wowed to...
Right. So what is it? What was the first overall pick?
My first overall pick was Tershawn Wharton.
And my first overall pick was McTelvin again. So there you go. You now have the primer on every single one of the best names in the NFL. I don't think I left anybody out. Oh, wait, I lied. Mm-hmm. I had one more.
Oh, I have two more.
Oh. What about Scooter Harris?
Oh, that's really good.
Scooter is name. His nickname, spelled S-C-O-O-T-A. It's not Scooter. Yep. Nope. But his real name is Dijon. It's D-E apostrophe J-O-N. So it's Dijon Scooter Harris. Yeah. And then like this is probably when you have Prince Tega Tanogo.
No, I didn't have that one.
Okay. Give me your two.
I give those guys leeway. Whenever I see names like that, I'm like, oh, they got to be like from a tribe or something.
I pretty much tried to hold off on foreign sounding names.
Right.
Obviously, they sound weird.
Those ones in most like Islander names, I was like, that doesn't really count. It's just weird to us.
Yeah.
Like, that's not weird to them.
Exactly.
The other two I had were Tyson, T-Y apostrophe capital S-O-N Williams. Not Tyson. Not Tyson.
Tyson. Yep.
And then Rondell Carter, but it's Ron apostrophe Del Carter.
Nice. Anywhere you could just split up the name.
Why not?
An apostrophe, do it. So, good work. That was very comprehensive.
Like there's a Travis out there, right? Like a trap apostrophe. Oh,
there was one that I didn't add to the list. That was Travis, but it was an E instead of an A. So I don't know if it was Travis. Is it Travis?
Travis.
That's not a good.
It's like
name.
When I say your name really fast. Hey, Travis.
Travis. Yeah. Rhymes with crevice.
Yeah. Ew. All right. Those are the good names. You can make it into a drinking game if you want to. If you're watching the draft and you see the name come up, just go ahead and just get plastered.
Right.
It'll be good.
If you hear a name that was mentioned on the rookie show, then chug a beer.
Indeed. So we're done with that. Do you know what time is it?
It's 10:33.
It's time for Stump Time. So that draft stuff leads perfectly into my Stump Town question for you. Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say right there.
It happened.
So now that we have entered draft season, we know that teams are looking for do-it-all types of players. Position players that can rush and receive and make plays in open space. Quarterbacks who are dual threats, as we saw recently with Lamar Jackson, as well as Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton. Becomes even more important in the playoffs, as we saw with Mahomes rushing this year, and of course Nick Foles, Philly special, to clinch the Super Bowl. Shout out to Pro Football Reference for the stats here. Since the year 2000, there have been 7 quarterback seasons with at least 1 passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown. Wilson, Watson, Mariota are all in there, obviously, but so are Matt Ryan, Andy Dalton, Blake Bortles, and here's a blast from the past for you, Tyler Thigpen
in 2008. Hell yeah.
Yeah. However, I am not going to ask you about quarterbacks. I'm asking you about the non-quarterbacks who can do it all. So, since the year 2000, 2003 being the first, there have been 8 total seasons by 6 different players where they had 5 or more rushing touchdowns, 3 or more receiving touchdowns, and at least 1 passing touchdown. Name 4 of the 6 players, you get 3 strikes.
5 rushing, 3 receiving, 1 passing.
Yes.
Let me just first start by saying you kind of buried the lead there with it's becoming increasingly important for quarterbacks to be dual threats, like Nick Foles.
He is a dual threat.
Okay, let's.
Oh, I didn't say Nick Foles until the. Yeah, I guess I did. Don't care.
Loved it. All right. Since 2000. All right, so I'm going to go with LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, easy number one, for sure. He did it three times, including his 28 touchdown rushing season.
Next, I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey.
Yes, 2 years ago.
Next, I'd like to choose Clinton Portis.
Wrong. Good guess, but damn, no.
Damn it. I know he did some halfback passes, but bad guess, bad guess. I've got one in my brain that I kind of want to try. Might be a little
The other risky. Four are tough, but one should be gettable for sure.
I'm going to go with Matt Forte.
No, wrong.
Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. Okay, okay, okay.
One of them is near and dear to your heart.
Is he?
Well, running back you've talked about liking a lot.
There was one in my mind that I think you might be referring to. I'm going to go with Steven Jackson.
Wrong.
Damn it. Okay.
Okay, I'll give you extremely fluid runner, no longer in the league.
Arian Foster.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know. I can't really give you hints. The other three were really hard.
All right, let's hear it.
So the longest ago besides LT was Joseph Addai in 2009.
Nice. Would not Colts. Have got there. Yep.
Yeah. 2011, Ray Rice.
Maybe would have got there. Okay.
Yeah. And then this one, I think I remembered the past really well. DeMarco Murray in 2016.
Oof, man. That was tough. I think I maybe could have gotten.
I thought you were going to get Foster for sure.
Rice. I wasn't thinking of. I really didn't think of Foster as a receiver, although I know he was a really good receiver. That's for some reason not how I remember him in my mind. I remember Ray Rice and Forte both catching passes, but okay.
That was a tough one. The two easy ones.
Yep.
LT and McCaffrey. Those last four are squirrely. Like I could have easily. Yeah.
I'm glad I got those two though. Cause sometimes you just miss the obvious one. So
yeah, try to trick yourself early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice work.
Well, sorry I got you.
It happens. I've been stumped more often than not recently, so it's good. I need to have someone check my ego every now and then. You know.
I had to make it a little tougher. I feel like I was giving you too many gimmies early on.
I think that was right there. I think that was right in the sweet spot.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Let's get to our finisher. Back to M&M Survivor. Last week, we voted off hazelnut M&Ms and almond M&Ms. See you later, losers.
Deuces. Have fun at home.
So remaining M&Ms, we have normal, regular milk chocolate flavored, peanut butter, pretzel, caramel, crispy, dark chocolate, coffee nut, and mint, dark chocolate, and white chocolate.
That's right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
10 left.
10 left. Okay. You want me to nominate one or you?
Yes, I would like you to nominate one first.
All right. I would like to nominate, to vote off the island, white chocolate M&Ms. Here's the case. White chocolate in general is, at least for me, maybe I'm alone in this, but it's not something you can really binge eat. It's kind of something you want a taste or two of, but I think if you ate a whole bag of these white chocolate M&Ms, you'd definitely feel really sick. You can really, for me, you can eat like one at a time, and it was like, okay, that was okay. It's like having a truffle. You don't want to have like a whole nother pack of them. And that's one of the big things I judge my M&Ms on. I want to be able to like binge eat the whole bag and feel okay afterwards. It also just, in general, as a taste, doesn't do much for me, so I'm going white chocolate. I like white chocolate in general, but maybe not with the candy coating. I like maybe the Hershey's cookies and cream bars. Those are good, but these don't do it for me. Your thoughts?
So in all honesty and fairness, I was not able to find the white chocolate M&Ms.
Okay.
However, I do share your sentiment about like eating white chocolate in this fashion. I really like white chocolate mochas.
As do I.
Very good drink. And I enjoy white chocolate every now and again, but again, you can't binge it. And M&Ms are kind of a all the bag or nothing thing.
I feel very confident that if you tasted them, you wouldn't change your mind suddenly on this theory. I think you'd agree with me. So I think this is a safe pick.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, white chocolate M&Ms. Bring me your torch. White chocolate M&Ms. The tribe has spoken. Trying to figure out what, like, is that like an instrument that's playing that, or is it like a synthesizer?
I don't know.
How do they make
like
that?
Like a trumpet, maybe? It's got to be a synthesizer.
That was too good. That was too,
yeah,
like, nice.
That was a little too on pitch, yeah.
Okay. What else we got? There.
Oh, man, this is tough. So I tried coffee and nut. Yeah. Coffee nut, sorry. Okay. Better than expected.
Oh, I would say. Okay.
So I would say it has this vibe of just being like a peanut M&M. Like it's trying too hard to be a peanut M&M.
Okay.
But then you get a nice kick of this coffee flavor. Oh. I feel like I would really enjoy. It worries me though, because I only want like 6 or 7, and I would like it if I was drinking coffee or like eating a breakfast thing. So they are good. I'm not sure if you're going to be on board with me here. I think I would like to nominate dark chocolate M&Ms, having not had them.
So you'd like to remove 2 M&M flavors here that you have not tried.
Yes, I'm making this as easy as possible for myself.
Here's the deal.
Or do you want me to vote off one of the ones I've had?
No, here's what I'll say. All right, let me give you my thoughts on dark chocolate. So I'm certain that there are at least 2 other M&Ms that I prefer dark chocolate to on this list.
Okay.
Cool. However, I'm certain that dark chocolate is not in my top 5 M&Ms. And here's why. I like dark chocolate M&Ms. I love dark chocolate. It's a solid option. But if you're having dark chocolate, to me, do you really want to combine it with like this cute candy shell? Like, no, if I want dark chocolate, I want it like smooth. You could throw some sea salt caramel in there, maybe, or honestly, you could throw some almonds in there. I'm okay with that in my dark chocolate. I'm not preferred, okay, but you could do it. My point is, dark chocolate feels more like a delicacy to me. You want like nice dark chocolate. I don't want like gimmicky candy dark chocolate.
Bingo.
So I know
this is the thing to me. I guess I'm similar to you. You like dark chocolate more than I do, definitely.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy dark chocolate, like with, like you're saying, sea salt or with a ganache, like a caramel or something like that.
Right.
In this fashion, it doesn't work for me. I've had them before. I have not tried them in the last few weeks.
Right. I could definitely binge eat a whole bag, but I would never choose them if I were at the store over. There are at least 4 or 5 M&M flavors that if I had those options, I would never choose dark. So.
Okay.
So I'm okay with it. Let's
You're
boot
on board?
It. Yeah, let's boot it. Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to try to find the coffee nut and taste it, because I still have not done that. So
please do. I need to find mint and small bags of crispy and caramel still.
Hey, can you find a... Well, just get a big bag of mint and try some and then send them to me. That's cheaper, right?
That doesn't sound cheap at all.
Okay. Dark chocolate M&Ms, bring me your torch. Dark chocolate M&Ms. The tribe has spoken. Sorry to Mallory and Mary, who are big dark chocolate fans. Probably not going to agree with this, but...
Sorry.
It is what it is. Okay, so we are down to the Elite Eight. Now,
Elite Eight.
Important. I threw this disclaimer in at the beginning of last week's pod, but all of you listeners out there, we are looking because... We think as this gets close to the end, we're going to have some disagreements and not going to be able to agree on the best M&M. So we need a tiebreaker. So we need somebody who is qualified and has the credentials to be our M&M tiebreaker. I don't know what format, if we're actually going to get you on the pod or just have you give us a list, or I don't know how it's going to work, but we want to take your opinion into account for this.
Hit us up and let us know why you think you should be picked to be the M&M critiquer.
Don't just text us and say, I want to pick M&Ms, and that's
it. Don't let us know you want to do it. Let us know why.
Right. We have received applicant after applicant. No, we've received applicant.
We've received applicant. Shouts, so, Daniel.
There's a front runner here, but see if you can dethrone him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll do it for another episode of The Rookie Show. Rate and review us, please. We thrive on those ratings. We trying to put food on the table in these tough times, and the sponsors are coming knocking for those ratings.
All your friends are bored. Just tell them to watch The Rookie Show. Don't hog it to yourself.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
That little light shine.
Yeah, exactly.
This little light on my Easter season, you know, that's a church song.
Yeah.
I'm a light. All right, well, follow us at Rookie Show Pod on Twitter, and you can follow me at King Coin on both Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at the Cream Fillin on Twitter. You can follow me at C Travis Knoll on Instagram. The C, of course, stands for Clorox. It's important in this quarantine time to stay clean.
Topical, so, topical.
I didn't just say it because there's a thing of Clorox wipes sitting right in front of
definitely
me.
Definitely not. I definitely didn't see you look at it either.
It's definitely my name.
All right. Well, that'll do it. See you guys next time. Play us out. Tenacious D.
Yes. Right.
Laters, everybody.
See ya.
Peace.
Mucky muck, castle made of clouds. There sits Wonder Boy, sitting oh so proudly. Not much to say when you're high above the mucky muck. Yeah, yeah. Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power? About young Nasty Man, arch rival and nemesis of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers, you ask? I don't know, how about the power of flight? Did it do anything for you? It's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away? With mind bullets! That's telekinesis, Kyle! How about the power to move you? They formed a band the likes of which have never been seen, and they call themselves Tenacious D. That's right, me! MTG!
That's me!